Last night, here we go. There's no afterburn.
A little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
The hottest t-shirts to hit the internet online now. Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. T-shirt styles and designs for everyone. Show your love for the show or rock a killer swanky new tee designed by us. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/store. Starting at just $19.99. Choose your size and color, then buy it now to order. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Shipping worldwide. Order today as supplies are limited. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, hey, America. You want to laugh? How about you get down with the Fat Guy cast? We got Corey. He bougie AF. Then we got DJ. He never does anything. And then DA. He lazy, and little D, yo, he crazy. Put them together, they all fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. Running
Fat Guy Radio,
radio show.
Fat Guy Radio,
radio show.
Radio
show.
Fat Guy Radio,
radio
show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show.
Radio show.
Podcast.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
It's the
Fat Guy Radio,
radio show.
Yeah.
Fat Guy Radio,
radio show. That's a radio show. Not a podcast. Boom, let's go.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. Oh, I forgot to do something.
Oh, fingers. Oh,
sorry.
Day.
Sorry, everybody. You're going to have to see this on stream, but I forgot to clap us in. All right, there we go.
Hey, I like Ooh. That. Can I have one of those?
Yes, you can, Lil D.
Lil For free?
No.
I got you, Lil D. Hold on.
Hey, can I have one of those?
Lil D, you already have one. Put your hands together. Now take them apart.
Like this?
And put them together.
Like a squash?
No. Okay, well, I'm glad we started the show off that way. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show.
The hottest show in America.
The hottest show in America, all over, the only radio show on the air right now. And the reason why that is because I've threatened all the other podcasts that follow us on Instagram and on social media to not broadcast on Thursday. And then half of them went live on Thursday. But I'm glad I still got pool in the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got a lot of pull
because you're silly, or are you pulling the city because you fat?
I'm pulling the city.
No,
gravitational pull in the city, DT.
I was going to say he's so fat. The gravitational pull, man, but you beat me to it.
Smart. Five head.
Big brain.
Big brain.
Hey, the world sucks, don't it? Like, what is life? Like, what the hell are we doing?
What is life? Baby, don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me.
No more.
What is life? Maybe don't hurt me.
Lil D, someone asked me on Instagram.
I thought I was in a Roxbury.
No, somebody asked me when they were on our Instagram, when we posted up a video highlight clip of the show of you singing. They're like, why does Lil D look like he's in so much pain when he sings? Are you in pain? Does your body hurt? Do you get the COVID pains when you sing?
Well, I'm glad you guys asked, listeners. It all started when I was just a little kid.
This is going to take a while.
Emotional support tiger.
Yeah, is he picks up? Yes, Lil D.
I had me in a church choir. I used to have to sit behind the pastor. Pastor's what I used to call him when I was two.
This is like with some rape.
He used to touch me inappropriately.
There you go.
In the place where we couldn't show.
Show it on
so
the table.
So when I used to tell my grandmother, she didn't believe me. It was where, I think you call it the one that stinks, not the one that winks.
Okay.
He used to touch me there.
You wouldn't have the one that...
Okay, he said, I sing because
I'm sad.
He's gropey. And I sing because it stings.
Ooh, yeah.
His finger is on the eye.
Oh, I'm sorry. We are so out of time. I apologize for this. We're going to have to transition to our next award. We apologize for this, but thank you very much for your lovely words. We do appreciate it.
That was actually supposed to
be. How are you going to fast forward this man's trauma?
Because I have a bit that I need to get to that's a little bit more entertaining, according to reports. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
I love reports.
A new survey, it's a list.
Do you say little detail?
Little detail. I love lists. You know, I love Corey lists.
I was before the show, I literally was trying to say detail, and I went through everybody else's name before I got to detail.
Because you're old as hell.
I'm just getting old. It's inevitable.
You're
not
getting there. You're already there.
Thank you very much, DA. So here's a new survey, boys.
That's just so bad.
I think you're going to like this one. Okay. A new survey asked 4,500 women to name the best feature, the best physical feature of their best sexual partner. They are asked to name the best physical feature of their best sexual partner. And here I have the top 10 most common features. And let's see if any of you ascertain some of these features.
All right. Okay.
At number one, a beard.
Okay.
Yeah. Lil D, that's not a beard. That's a mustache.
No, that's a goatee.
It connects. What's the connector?
Okay, so
whether it connects or not, when you have the mustache and just the itty bitty on the chin, it's a goatee.
Okay, so it's not considered a beard?
No.
A beard is full.
The sideburn.
So DA is the only one that gets a bell in that.
I'm the only one with sex appeal, yes.
Next. So this is a goatee then.
DA is the only one because Corey shaves off his beard. Corey has the ability to grow it. D-Tay and little D cannot grow the beard.
That's very true. D-Tay, when you tried to grow a beard, it looked like somebody just took alfalfa and smacked you in the face with it.
Hey, let me tell you this, though. My family lineage does not have beards running it. However, I started using tea tree oil around 17, 18, and by about 20,
let's be honest, DA. There's not many people in your lineage that run. Number two.
That's your lineage.
I miss you, DJ. You got my back.
No, he doesn't. Number two, brown eyes. Men that have brown eyes.
I got that. Because blue and hazel are douchebags.
And DA, it doesn't work for you. Red eyes didn't make the list. Number three, piercings.
Got my ears pierced.
I just have ears, but I don't know if they didn't really go into details about how much piercings is it like.
And I got my Prince Charles.
Corey, just be happy you have a piercing. It doesn't matter where.
I have two ears. I have my nose pierced. I have...
Do you really have a nose piercing?
I have a tongue piercing that I hide.
I was going to say, how the hell do they pierce that big ass nose?
with a shotgun and a mule pull?
That makes sense.
Number four, broad shoulders.
Come on. You're hitting everything with me.
Oh, wait. When I do this, it makes all my chins come up. Do you see that? It makes all my chins come up when I do this.
How broad is broad? Because I feel like my shoulders are broad, but I don't feel like they're like narrow.
You do not have broad shoulders.
I ain't got not one of them yet.
If I were to stand up, and you see my whole profile compared to the rest of my body, my shoulders are broad.
No.
All right, I guess.
I don't know.
You got brown eyes though, Lil D. You got brown eyes, so you got one.
Lil D, you do have brown eyes.
I have to wait for
brown eyes.
I have to wait for decomposition to see if I have broad shoulders or not. Number five.
It's like the humpback of Notre Whale.
Number five. This one this one counts me out. I hate you so much, DA. I can't stand
it. I like that little audience insert. I like that.
Number five.
Long title.
Tattoos.
I got them.
62% of women surveyed say
not R2-D2, Negro.
Their best sexual partner had tattoos.
I have tattoos.
You got anime tattoos? No.
I got two of them.
I'm out. I don't have any tattoos.
First of all, they're not anime. their science fiction. Get it right, you deal hole. Second of all, this is my name, and it is a treble clef upside down that forms the D and a microphone, and it plugs in to say D dot Tay. Let's go.
Oh,
there was a lot of thought in that one. F you, Corey. That was a good one.
No, I was giving myself a buzzer because I don't have any tattoos, you ass face.
Nah, okay. He was giving you a nerd buzzer.
I know he was, but it's okay.
It was a nerd buzzer. He's it wasn't.
We don't have a nerd buzzer.
So you well, just that, that for one no is reason. It now.
I hit that one because... Okay, my finger slipped. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
Lil D, what is that tattoo on your right arm, though?
It is a list of all the girls he slept with.
Rare?
Your other right arm, Lil D.
No, that arm with the crown.
This is the crown with the S, King Solomon.
Ooh,
like everything from the Bible?
He touches, everything he touches turns to gold. Oh, that's Midas. Yep. Never mind.
Interesting.
Number six, brown hair. 59% of women said their best sexual partner had brown hair.
Lil D, what color was your hair when
it was black. Brown now. It's brown now. That's the color of the skin.
Yep. True.
Mine used to be brown.
I don't know. I feel like mine is black, but it's not black. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Mine used
brown.
To be.
My ID says brown.
Says black.
But yeah, my driver's license also says I weigh 195 pounds, so we all lying.
Why'd you get an ID in the first grade?
It wasn't the first grade. It was I was 6 months old. Here's one that's really interesting.
6 months.
Here's one that's really interesting.
That was
on the survey that the 4,500 women were asked.
And that's a lot of bitches.
Number seven, a feature that their best sexual partner had, a snail trail.
Oh, I do that. I do that.
What the hell is that?
I have one.
When you touch your pubes in a happy line.
I thought it was called a happy trail.
But it's one. It's either or.
It's referred to as a snail trail.
Wait a second. When you do what?
When I touch my pubes.
You have a little stomach hair, and then you have that little bit of stomach hair that trails down into your pubes, and it's all aligned. It's called a snail trail or a happy trail.
Yeah, only people with abs have this.
No, you don't have to have
that's
abs.
A crap.
Have,
that's a lot because I got abs and I don't know nothing about that.
Because mine goes from my belly button, it curves around my stomach, goes up and in, and then down. It's like a pee.
It's not a question mark trail.
That's not a snail trail. That's a freaking snail map. All right, and number eight.
That's a roach trail.
Snail map.
I'm in on this. DA and little D are out. DT, you and I got number eight. Glasses. 51% of women said that one of the best physical features of their best sexual partners wore glasses. Hell
How
no.
the hell is glasses a physical feature? Please answer
because
me
Because we
that.
Studied the punani. Well, I can tell you the actual circumference of your vagina is up to this. And it needs to be licked at this rate times time.
Would the vagina be a circumference?
And I surmise, as I put my finger up against my glasses, I surmise that our sexual experience will be disappointing to you 100%.
And the fact that DA has to ask if the vagina has a circumference is proof enough that he's not studying.
Ain't got it. Mm-hmm. He ain't got it.
He just get it right in the bed. He don't get it right in the head.
He just jump in there, make a baby, and bounce.
So what's the circumference? I'm looking at it from like an angle because it depends. Goes up.
It depends because every girl has their own, and all of them are different. True. So you have to study that girl's vagina.
Number nine. I don't know if I have this because it's buried under layers and layers of fat. High cheekbones. Little D, you take that cake.
Mm-hmm.
Lil D's got them high cheekbones. Somebody literally took 2/5 of Lil D's face when he was little and punched up. And there were his cheekbones.
I'm looking at
your Corey, you have some high cheekbones too.
Those are cheeks, not cheekbones.
The difference.
He said I got high cakes.
Okay. DA, you number 10. This one was.
Hey, sometimes they be riding me and grabbing my cheekbone, dog. It's like a handle.
Hey, that's not your cheekbones, up your ears, fool.
Do your ears say low? Do they
wobble to and fro? Do they tie them in the knot? Can you tie them in the bow? Can you throw them over your shoulder like a continental soldier? Do your ears hey low?
Whoa.
And y'all supposed to know the circumference of some. I don't think so.
Well, actually, you could throw the over your shoulder like a continental soldier.
All right, with the P word. Good Lord. All right, number 10. Small feet.
Penis.
No.
Small feet. Corey. Ain't no female say, oh yeah, my best lover has some small feet.
He can fit my shoes and he can fit in me too.
Small feet. That's all. 53% of women surveyed said small feet was the best physical feature of their best surgical partner.
Doug, call your wife here. Let's ask her.
You know what they say about dudes with small feet?
What do they say about dudes with small feet?
They like to eat rice.
That's why we believe there's got to be some connection between the general's announcement and the man.
Come on, y'all. Y'all telling me there's really a man?
What do you think? Undercover brother, that is your real name. You think things just happen by accident? No. Sometimes people, mostly white people, make things happen. That's where we come in. And I never end in struggle against the man. AKA Whitey, AKA Mr. Charlie, AKA Honky McGee.
So the conspiracies we believe for all these years are really true? The NBA really instituted the three-point shot to give white boys a chance?
Absolutely.
So the entertainment industry really is out to get Spike Lee. Is that right?
Come on, man. Even Cher got an Oscar. Cher!
And OJ really didn't do it.
Let's just move on, shall we?
Holy moly, looks like the Source Awards in here.
Ow. It does now.
Hurting.
Who's that?
Oh, this is Lance, our intern. Lance, this is undercover brother.
What's happening? What's up? Okay, how did the white boy get a job here at the Brotherhood?
What can I tell you, man? Affirmative action.
What? Here we go. Oh, boy. Open up the window. It's getting all racial up in this piece.
Look here, undercover brother. Now that you're working for us, you're gonna need to memorize our rules and regulations. Trim the hair and, for God's sake, get rid of the clothes.
Slow your roll, Chief. You know I respect what y'all doing here at the Brotherhood, but I'm a firm believer in everybody should do their own thing.
What a boy wants, what a boy needs, what a pimp's innocent, free,
okay, he should never do his own thing.
The BDB Radio Network Studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Daniel Taylor and Doug Andrew. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's our host, Corey Blaze.
Kevin DeGraw. Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcast in over 79 countries with more than 1 million downloads worldwide. Heard by the best fatnetics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio. I'm joined by our executive producer, Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
My co-host, Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
And I am your host, Corey Blaze. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. We welcome your comments on our live stream or tweet us your comments to @FatGuyRadioShow. Please use the hashtag FatGuyRadioShow. We may read your comments on the air. You're also welcome to slide into our DMs before, during, or after the show. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by our swag merch store. Open now at FatGuyRadioShow.com/store. Our swag merch store is the single most effective and powerful way to keep this show chugging. Without your continued support of our swag merch store, we stop chugging. We stop moving. So to keep the show coming, I ask you to visit FatGuyRadioShow.com/store and get yourself a little t-shirt, a coffee mug, maybe one of those aprons that you can wear in your kitchen with nothing else on but our apron. Ooh. FatGuyRadioShow.com/store. We want you to care, so share. All right, welcome to the Shoddy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Everyone, everywhere. We are back and in full power.
Before we get too deep, AK47 says, hi, guys. And also, if his feet ain't bigger than mine, it's a problem.
What size shoe you wear, first off?
That's very true, because there'll be some women out there that have the Flintstone feet going on.
I know. If you got a size 16, then I'm sorry. I can't accommodate.
Nothing I can do.
Didn't Peggy Hill have them big ass feet in King of the Hill?
She did.
Oh, Bobby. But she had. Once you squeeze out of a son with a head the size of Bobby, you know, you definitely you're okay to have big feet.
I don't think feet and babies correlate.
Absolutely not. But I was trying to find a way out of your backwards ass no context comment. All right, welcome to the show, everyone.
Big puss feet.
Oh, little D, welcome.
Welcome.
Speaking of puss feet, are you guys familiar with Mrs. Poindexter?
Oh, I just heard about this. Do you happen to have any pictures?
I do not have the pictures, but I'm sure that this is going to be a day where a lot of guys are going to go diving for their magic vagina phone if you haven't already heard the story.
DA, get on it.
Well, Mrs. Poindexter is a very popular model who started an OnlyFans page at the start of the pandemic. And the reason why she ended up starting an OnlyFans page was she wanted to add a little more sizzle to her marriage. So, and I don't think that there are any news. Now, I don't subscribe to her page.
I wouldn't either. Look at her face.
But
send it to me on the thing. I didn't find it, so send me it to the
poor little D.
For learning purposes only.
For the show. Do it for the show.
Purposes.
Little D.
Yes, sir.
Don't waste your time.
Yeah,
it's not worth it. 150 or whatever.
Now here's the interesting thing. She's making reportedly $150,000 a month.
From who?
On her OnlyFans page.
Raccoons? Raccoons have money? Look at Holly Bitch. She's making $150,000 doing what?
It's a lot of people are reporting that it's just pictures of her in lingerie. There's no boobs. There's no vagine. She doesn't go the full Monty.
Which brings me to my second point. How about we all four make a OnlyFans page and see what we can get?
Well, speaking that I'm in the middle right now of doing our year financials for 2020, that's a high probability.
So I already got one.
What? I'm in. We could do something.
D-Tay, you slipped that one in there, brother. You ain't gonna let that one slip by, but I'm Googling. Nevertheless, the thing is that Mrs. Poindexter pulls $150,000 in on her OnlyFans page, but that's not why she's in the news.
How old is she? She got that arc, though.
She's in the news because women in her city or in her town where she lives found out that her and her husband do OnlyFans. Now, I don't think her husband is part of the OnlyFans, but he takes the picture, so he's the photographer.
But my question is, how would they know?
That's what I was literally asking myself. How the hell did they figure out that she had an OnlyFans page if they themselves didn't have an OnlyFans account to go in and see who she was?
I'm taking these pictures off of Twitter. That's why.
Okay, so here's what happened. Some housefrau that probably don't look nothing like Miss Poindexter, because she's pretty in her own right. Yeah. She's not a frau. She's not carrying all of the baby weight.
Look at your phone and tell me if she's pretty in her own right.
But what someone did, one of the women in her city did, is that they went to her children's school. Her children go to a private Catholic school, and they urged the school to expel her kids because of her OnlyFans success or because she was shaking her booty on OnlyFans.
Okay.
So I could only surmise in my mind that someone that's probably not, that doesn't look like her, that probably been thrown in the towel, that her husband is probably cheating with her, with his secretary on her, was bitter about the fact that this woman is having some success on OnlyFans. and went and got her kids kicked out of school.
Yeah.
Whoa. Does this sound like jealousy? School. It sounds like jealousy, though. Why would they have to go blow up her spot at her kid's school and affect her kid's education when all she was doing is what half of everybody else is doing that think that they look good are doing? What's the difference? Just because her kids go to Catholic school?
Yeah, it's Catholic school. They got values. They have more values. Like, if she was posing like her little son, maybe that would fly. You know, then maybe Father McConnelly would say, oh, okay, cool.
You don't think for a minute that Father McConnelly doesn't subscribe to her? He most likely does. Mm. And then when his fantasies came to life, when she actually walked into his office, you didn't think he was having some urges under them Catholic robes? Come on, man.
But it's a private school. You got to check the terms. Like, maybe the parents can't be in nefarious stuff like that.
But they would have never known, man. Her kids been going to that school.
It's on Twitter.
Listen. Her kids been going to that school for a long time. The school didn't react until some jealous ass bitch decided to go and take the pictures and give it to the school.
And then it's bad publicity too. Like, if you got all these parents blowing you up saying, hey, this kid's, and then it's annoying for the kids. And on top of that, if mama's making $150K a month, why is little Billy even in school?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We're talking about a Catholic school. Good about hiding?
Oh, priest type stuff.
I said it.
Yep.
So they couldn't sweep this one under the rug either.
They couldn't turn the other cheek.
See, I know the real issue here. What happened is some Corey's part right. Some brow face frow came in and was like, yo, this chick is making all this money on there, blah, blah, blah. The Catholic school would have swept it under the rug. However, they approached the family and was all like, we don't need a donation. And she said, y'all not touching a red cent. Mm. And then that's when they was like, take your kids out.
No, that's when they said, can we touch that red nipple? She said no to that.
She doesn't show the nipples. She doesn't show any body parts. It's like burlesque. She doesn't go full nude. You see nips?
Hey, real quick, AK-47 says, I wear a 10. And to that I say, God damn.
She wears a what?
A 10.
I wore 9.5.
Right.
DA, you went back to a topic that we're not talking about anymore. No wonder why I was confused.
No, you're confused for other reasons.
Can you time the comments a little better, please?
No. And then she says, it looks like she's giving it all away on her Instagram. I didn't see her Instagram, but.
Okay, well, the thing is, though, the school had no problem until somebody went and said something.
But if she just started it during the pandemic, the kids in school. We're just now going back.
It ain't no fun. Catholic school can get none.
Hey, this woman out there getting her hustle on. I've gone on record to say if I was built like D.T. or Little D, I'd have an OnlyFans account.
What about me?
Nobody would want to see that.
He is built like you.
Even though people have told me.
No, I just broke my damn chair, y'all.
Hey, yeah, my chair does slink down a lot more now, so maybe I am.
And my chair at this point is now just sitting on cement blocks. But here's the thing. People have told me that there's a market on OnlyFans for big people.
Corey, you should cover yourself in cake frosting.
Hey, he made a good point. And hey, go ahead and try it. See what's the deal.
How's that going to matter other than the fact that I'm going to end up licking myself?
Exactly. And girls
Girls are going to tip me for lifting my cake frosted covered boob up to my mouth.
Yes. A man is going to tip.
I was going to say, if not them, there are some dudes.
There's some dudes out there that are going to be into the big guy eating cake off of himself.
It don't matter if it's a female or a dude. Money spends the same.
Actually a white couple paying, and then they can have like weird fantasies, like you're a slave and they fatten you up and they're just making you do weird stuff like, oh, put that ramen noodle in your nose now, boy. And then you would do it because you're like, might taste good.
Hansel and Gretel meets Roots.
There ain't no way I'm sticking a ramen noodle up my nose, DA. I can't taste it through my nose, idiot.
But yeah, you can taste stuff through your nose. Because if you snort it, it goes to your mouth.
That's cocaine.
Ooh, reverse
so people
eating.
Have, if this lady's spot wasn't blown up, her kids wouldn't have been affected.
Nah.
That's all I'm saying.
They and just, it's better that them kids got out of school anyway if your mom has an OnlyFans.
Like they, who would care?
Corey, why would they care? I know it's been a minute, but no, you haven't been to school in a long time.
Everybody is doing this now.
No, not everybody.
There are kids in school today that may not be in a private Catholic school that their mama and their daddies is most likely shaking bacon on the OnlyFans. There ain't no way that
and if the school and other kids
some of them.
Found out about it, they're gonna get taunted and they're gonna get probably kicked out of school eventually.
They're gonna get taunted for anything anyway, so it don't really matter. Let this woman make her money. If she gonna put it out there and somebody's willing to buy it, let her make her money. She ain't involving her kids in it.
Well,
you're right, but there has been no proof or anything reported that she's involving her kids and her family. She does her OnlyFans bit and pictures when the kids probably aren't around. She posts them and then she goes back to being her mom. Going back to being a mom. Her kids and nothing. The only thing that's affecting her kids is the fact that she's financially rewarded for what she's doing.
I'm with Corey on this because, like, yeah, you're saying they're taunted. I'm thinking about what would happen. Okay, little Billy comes up and be like, "That's why your mom's works OnlyFans. Oh, that's why your mom's job's not essential. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, that's why your mom works at Sonics. Like, I come back with all these different things. Like, you mad because my mom showed her tits? Cool, go Google it. If you got the money, look at my mom's tits. Guess what? You giving me money.
All right, with the
that's
T
why
word.
I got I'm sorry.
I'm looking at the
breasticles,
T's and the N's for free on
all
Twitter.
I know is I got the PS5 now and you're mad.
Send that for purposes, show purposes only.
I just sent one.
Oh
no, yeah, but no, you can't see anything. That's the point. And we're getting all of it for free.
You can see something though.
So if you okay, look, so DA, you're making my point. If you can't see anything, there's nothing wrong with what she. Okay, maybe not.
Oh no, yeah, you can.
Oh well, that's the problem.
You got to zoom in though. You got
to
zoom in though.
But I don't want to. I am a happily married man.
Even when you zoom in on this one, you can really, can't see it.
You can't see it, but you can see it though.
DT's clearly using his imagination.
It's a tease. But again, I understand.
That's lace,
especially if it's a private school. If it's a private school, I can get it.
You got that from Fredericks of Hollywood.
We got to try this with you, man. It's all fun and games till you start getting paid. So come on.
I'm just saying, Corey.
Listen, I am not going to share this body. I don't even want to share this body with myself.
Why Corey the hell? Got all his mirrors blacked out.
What mirrors?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what the mirrors in my house look like? You remember in the Beauty and the Beast cartoon when Beauty finally gets up to the area where the Beast lives and she walks in there and all the mirrors are shattered and broken and the only thing that's glass that still exists is the glasses on top of the rose? That's literally what my bedroom looks like. Just shattered mirrors everywhere because I don't want to stare at the Beast staring back at me.
Oh, you're the Beast.
All right, we're gonna
I thought it was the feast.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It was the feast of many. I'll be feasting on all of that damn icing. You will be smearing all over me when we start the Mocha and Icing OnlyFans page. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take a quick break right here. More fun and more thrills right after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
When I paint at school, I wear a smock. It protects me from paint. When the cookie sheet is hot, I wear a pot holder. It protects me from getting burned. When it rains, I wear a raincoat. It protects me from getting rained on. When it's cold, I wear a jacket. It protects me from getting cold. When my friends go to the pool, they wear sunscreen. It protects them from getting sunburned. When my mom and I garden, I wear gloves. It protects me from getting dirty. My dad wears a hat. It protects him from getting sun in his eyes. We all wear things to protect ourselves from something. What's different about wearing a mask? Hashtag mask up Arizona.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network. Featuring Corey Blaze.
And welcome back to the show, everybody, everywhere. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Target. I love my Target experience. I love the drive-up service at Target. When you need those essential items that you are searching, if you're like me, you're searching through several different apps to see who has it in stock. Target has been coming to my rescue, ladies and gentlemen. Target has had everything that I have been needing, from my Lysol wipes to my Swiffer duster refills, everything. What I love so much about it is that I go through FatGuyRadioShow.com, I click the Target banner on my phone, it opens up my Target app, and I'm able to order it, and within a couple of hours, I can just drive up to my local Target, pull right into a spot, tell the app where I am, and a little Target red smock kit comes running out and brings me my items. That's what I love so much about Target. So, folks, we implore you to do all of your Target shopping through the Target banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Target, expect more, pay less. All right, boys, pad for me for just a moment. I need to find a sound effect so that I can explain to you why I will be purchasing a new dishwasher.
A whole new dishwasher.
Excuse
it took me, them 16 years to get a dish to get a laundry thingamajig.
Washer and dryer machine is the word that we're looking for here, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm padding for you. Can you let me think my thingamajig?
All right, do it. I'm sorry.
Well, and I'm trying to pad too, and you're not letting me do my thingamajig. Okay, hold on.
Excuse me, Best Buy employee. I mean, maybe Target. How many ramekins can this dishwasher hold? I have around 1,200 of them. And I use them probably around the same time.
Oh, I don't
47 ramekins.
47 ramekins.
It's an odd number. That's what we need, 47 ramekins.
All right, Corey, why do you need a new dishwasher?
I know. That's
okay, so the word, so the instruction to pad for me, I guess, wasn't clear.
You said you ain't got it.
I'm still looking for it, though. Don't you see my fat fingers moving?
So we're still padding. Got it.
That's what this meant. This didn't mean I'm twirling my hair. This meant keep padding.
This is what he does when he's sitting on the toilet and he's getting the toilet paper. It's like, I need more padding. I need more padding.
Or he needs more time.
I know how to pad. Little D's looking at his phone. Let's guess which ethnicity porn he's looking at. I would say, no, black. He said he's been on a black kick.
It's Asian.
No, actually, I wasn't even...
Little D was not looking at porn?
No, I was responding to a text from my sister's teacher, from my daughter's teacher. She sent email.
Don't want to know anymore.
Well, I'm glad that you are... you're engaged in the show. All right.
We're real quick, though.
He's got something to talk about.
she was trying.
Where were you 2 minutes ago, Lil D?
I was responding to an email from his daughter's teacher. Hey, daughter's teacher. Corey.
I'm trying to stow up and be a little piece of snatch, you know what I'm saying?
All right. You trying to bone your daughter's teacher, bruh.
I'm trying to make sure she get a good grade, okay? I'm doing this for her.
He's trying to screw her way to Harvard.
Yeah, exactly. This is my version of OnlyFans, okay?
You ain't got broad shoulders, bro.
Only
or a beard.
He said, only
I got little feet, though. I got little feet.
Well, Little D, good luck with that. So I am going to be buying a new dishwasher. I will most likely be going through our friends at Home Depot, even though this is a Target spot. I will be going through Home Depot. Nice. Because the reason why is that Home Depot has installation options, and I sure as hell ain't gonna buy this thing and install it myself. But the reason as to why I need a new dishwasher is what makes it variant, is what the catalyst of me having to buy a new dishwasher. So everybody knows that I shut up, Little D. I already see that look on your face.
You know it's coming.
So
go, let him know.
And I purposely was about to text all of you at the time that what causes me to get a new dishwasher happened. And I said, no, I'm going to keep it in my pants. Okay. Everybody knows that I don't have a dish rack on the countertop in my kitchen.
Oh yeah, we all know that.
When I
I be in the group chat every day. Hey, you know Corey ain't got no damn dish rack on top of his counter. Yeah, that was common knowledge.
I told him to get one. He's like, nah, bro, I don't want a dish rack. It takes up too much of my ramekin space on my countertop. Like, nah, I can't get the dish rack.
I can't stand you. You know what, DT? Lick you, DA, lick you. I'm telling you, I can't stand y'all. So everybody knows I don't have a dish rack.
It's the talk of the town.
Little D asked for a picture. He said, hey, send me a picture so I know it's real. I bet you got a dish rack. He's like, nah, look, I ain't got no dish rack. Little D was like, see, I knew. Now I know it's real because you sent the picture. Let me know there ain't no dish rack on your countertop. Right.
So what I do is when I wash my dishes by hand with my gloves on, mm-hmm. I put them in the dishwasher to dry off. I don't, and I very seldomly use my dishwasher, but mm-hmm. I've been using it a little bit more lately because I found this really cool cleaning solution that you put in your dishwasher that cleans out your actual dishwasher. So now that the dishwasher is all sanitary and everything, my OCD allows me to run the dishwasher. So I've been using it a little bit more, but not as much, because how many dishes can one dude come up with that was a that don't answer that question?
How many dishes can one fat ass dude come up with? Hey. I don't know, 3,700 a day?
Let's all take dibs on, or whatever you call it, oh, how much he paid for this water or washer.
For the cleaning solution, little D, that goes in the dishwasher?
Let me translate. What little D said is, let's all place bids on how much he paid for this dishwasher.
But that's showing the hell ain't what came out.
That's what he was trying to
say.
Yeah, what came out was a stroke.
But what you heard was, let's all call dibs on the washer.
Hey, we can do that too. Who do you want? Hell, I probably need one.
I need a new one.
So I was in my kitchen earlier this week. Actually, I want to say it was exactly
202.
Oh, last Friday.
Was your neighbor outside?
Last Friday. I was in my kitchen and I was washing dishes and I was putting them in the dishwasher. So I had the dishwasher open, the bottom tray pulled out, the top tray halfway, because, you know, I put the cups in the top tray and the plates and stuff in the bottom tray.
What was the temperature in the house?
The temperature of the house at the time was about 71 degrees.
But where was the sun at?
Cold.
The sun was slowly setting because it was getting closer and closer to evening. I will say the actual time, little D, was 5:19 p.m.
Any cats running around outside the front yard?
I'm sure there were, and a couple of them were dead. And the reason why I'm able to give you the time stamp is because I have pictures to show you once you shut the hell up and let me get to the story.
I mean, pay me a picture, take me there or something.
You asked him to pay.
I don't need him to maxi pad anymore.
So you just need him to tamp on.
Tamp on. Tamp on. Tamp on. Tamp on. The tamper.
Hey, we potted today. Hey,
tapper.
And you know what, DA, I would be mad at you, but you made DT laugh so hard that he leaned back and I was able to see his traps under his arm. Is that what they're called? The traps?
You wouldn't know.
What's the piece
that,
of the traps?
What's that part under the arm? DT's got.
You got traps.
Triceps.
Hey, you got traps. If your arm touches something, it gets trapped in it.
that's the tries.
So I'm washing the dishes and I'm putting them in the dishwasher, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. I'm done washing the dishes and I'm going to the stove to mm-hmm. put a pot on the stove. And I just chopped some onions and I was getting ready to put the onions in the pot. The pot had to come up to temperature and I needed to grab some butter.
By any chance, you had any baking soda you put in there too?
I didn't put any baking soda in there, little D. I wasn't baking. I was cooking. So I said I needed to get some butter, but in order for me, but before I got the butter, I noticed that there was a little bit of a spill from the onion clippings that were on the counter. So I grab a paper towel. I wipe the counter where the onions were. I pick them up. I ball up the paper towel in my hand. Mm-hmm. And then I take 3 steps backwards. To the trash can to throw away the paper towels that I have in my hand. and not realizing that the dishwasher door was still open.
Mm,
down goes Corey. Right on top of the door of the dishwasher.
Oh, that thing broke in several places.
Backwards.
Yeah.
Bye, little dick. I go down full, all completely off my feet. When I look up, my feet are in the air, and the dishwasher door is under my ass.
Feet, ass,
dishwasher door under my ass. It's a wrap. I go down.
That sounds like sex.
I'm walking. I'm taking two steps backwards. For those of you that have been in my kitchen, my island at the end of my island is where my trash can is. So I was walking backwards to throw away the rubbish I had in my hand, and completely fat guy forgot that the dishwasher was still open. And
see,
down goes to Frazier.
I'm literally sitting here racking my brain about what technically had gone wrong with the dishwasher to prompt you to doing this. Little did I know that the dishwasher fell under a Corey structural attack.
Corey structural.
So I'm trying to hold up a picture here of the dishwasher door that if you look, it doesn't look bad in the picture if my camera would focus.
Because he put some duct tape on it.
The dough is on the floor.
But look how far. Oh, come on, camera. Look how far the
it's down. It's like on the floor. If you guys can say,
you know, the door is literally, it was an L
angle,
but now it's a lazy Z.
What they telling me is you could have used some Gorilla Tape on it. You'd have been just fine.
So your door went from a right angle to an obtuse.
From an obtuse.
Not only was the door ruined, but my big ass crushed the hell out of the rack in the dishwasher.
Dang. Did any spice go up your ass by any chance?
No.
Look at the wheel all cocked to the side.
Look at that one.
They're done.
The wheel's axle.
I busted the axle of this bitch.
How long was you down for?
You know, when you're falling, it was more like step back, step back, step back, heel door.
God dang.
So you had one of them Shaq falls.
I had a Shaq fall. So this is with the drawer fudged in, but you can literally see how the dishwasher door is just on the floor at this point.
It really is.
It's just on the floor. It's just literally. Done.
So but how long were you laying down there for after
I hopped right back up because adrenaline kicked in, you know what I'm saying? I literally told myself, damn, it's been years since I've fallen.
My question is, did you hop back up or did you just roll back up?
I rolled off of the door on the all fours. Put one hand up on the eat-in kitchen table chair that I have in my kitchen, got myself up, and then, of course, did a full body scan to see what I broke. Luckily, I was okay because the dishwasher broke my fall. I went and I checked my countertops because for those of you that have ever seen a dishwasher installed, it's right under your countertop. So if the door hinges were strong enough, it could have easily lifted off of the floor and popped my counter off.
Yeah.
Well, if you got a cheap counter.
Well, you know, my house was renovated before I got here, and I'm discovering things that they did cheaply all the time. So I wouldn't be surprised by the dishwasher. So now I get to buy a whole new dishwasher because my fat ass fell on the door. And now when you close it, you have to lift it to where it's about to close and then pull it just slightly to the right and then push for it to click.
That's a ghetto ass washer.
It wasn't ghetto before my big government mule ass fell on it.
It still worked though, don't it?
I'm afraid to turn it on because when the door is off its hinge, that means the seal is off. Water, so if I turn that bitch on, it might work. It might be fine. I'm not gonna give it that go. I mean, I've been in my home for 11 years. It might be time for one. I don't know.
It was probably time for a new one anyway.
Luckily,
I was so embarrassed.
You use your dishwasher as a drying rack anyways.
Right.
But because you just started using it more, then that's the reason why you need to get a new dishwasher. But if you were still just using a drying rack, I feel like you would be able to suffer through this for a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. I use it
as a drying rack because everybody knows I don't have a countertop dry rack, nor do I have a bed being moved into the background of my live stream.
All right, we're living, baby.
We're going to take a quick break. we're up on a break. We're past the break, according to my clock here. 45. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this, more fun and more thrills. And whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, don't walk backwards when your dishwasher door is open. We'll be back after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Damn. No one cleans like Gaston, quarantines like Gaston, stops the spreading of COVID-19 like Gaston. But there's no man in town half as cleanly
sanitized, all germs are gone. You can't shake, sneeze, or cough 6 feet near me. Cause if you do, hell and a fight will be on. Food, there's no point, you'll be gone.
No one cleans like Gaston, quarantines like Gaston. Put my clothes in the washing machine like Gaston.
Dr. Fauci is right in his bed again.
Stay your ass home like Gaston.
They're wacky, they're zany.
Wacky and zany. It's another wacky and zany show.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
Thank you, Lady K. Welcome back to the show, everyone, everywhere. This portion of the show is brought to you by the aforementioned Home Depot. And I'm so glad that Home Depot is having a sale on appliances. Ha ha! Is it timing? Is it luck? I don't know, but it's going to work out for me. It's going to be a few months, Home Depot, before I get there. So I'm going to need you to keep this sale around because, you know, I'm not going to buy it right now. I'm not using it, you know. But if you have fallen over your dishwasher, or maybe you're like DT and you've fallen into your dishwasher, or maybe you're like DA and you try to dry a stain on your shirt while still wearing your shirt, so you climbed into your dryer and you broke it. Whatever it is, Home Depot has appliances. Everybody thinks Home Depot is the hammer and nail store, but no, they got appliances, they got furniture, they got technology. All at Home Depot. The only thing we ask you to do is that when you decide that it's your time to shop through Home Depot, you do it at, you start at FatGuyRadioShow.com. And we thank you for doing so. Welcome back to the show. If you're just joining us on live stream, I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's Daniel D.T. Taylor right there. There's Doug the D.A. Andrew. And my little brother, DJ Little Me.
Yeah, buddy. Can you start saying my name first, though? Like, last week, you said my name first because the little light-skinned dude wasn't here. Now, all of a sudden, he jumps back ahead of me. I don't think you're showing, like, appreciation to those that are here for you.
You're absolutely right, D.A. It's called favoritism.
Or seniority.
I'm not Mexican.
Or just me not wanting to really acknowledge you. And the only reason why I do it is because somebody wrote it down for me to say.
Yep. Write that down, seniority.
Senor. Mexican.
Thank you very much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get on with the showdy. Lil D.
Yeah.
Why do you look like you're confused?
That's regular look. I know. He got resty, confused face.
He got resty, confused face. What are you doing? That's distracting you.
No, my laptop, some other stuff had popped up on it.
Porn.
Let's call an ad, Lil D. Just click off of it.
Yeah, no, I don't do used porn. Just only music goes on this laptop.
Brand new laptop that I had to negotiate for, meaning already broke it.
Possible.
Boys, I don't know if we've ever discussed this before, but how do you sleep clothing wise? Because I think I've discovered something about myself that I didn't think I really have known. And, you know, here on the show, we talk about our personal self-discoveries. Mm-hmm. That made no sense. Personal self-discoveries. Wow, Corey.
Mm-hmm. Right, I mean, along it, with it, the it, show.
It's just redundant. Myers.
It's just redundant. That's all it is.
Extremely redundant.
Yeah.
Self-discovery.
How do you sleep? DA, how do you sleep clothing-wise?
Well, Corey, I'm glad that you asked. Oh, usually I sleep in boxers at the bottom because I don't like my legs being too cold or warm.
Boxers cover your legs?
Well, like, you know, boxers go. As far as boxers go, I sleep with a cover on, but I don't want to be too hot.
Boxers don't cover your legs.
They cover my thighs.
Like, he has his ass out.
He sags them.
The boxers start at his knees, go to his ankles.
Yeah.
Okay. Easy access if the wife wants some.
So speaking of her,
how does she sleep?
So you just go
naked next to me.
So you just go boxers.
But I also got these cool tech tops. It's like a dry fit, but a little drier and a little bit more fitting. And oh, they're super breathable. Like, honestly, you don't get hot or cold. It's some freaky alien technology.
But do you get cold or hot?
Neither. It keeps you cool. It just keeps you like 72 degrees.
Well said, little D-Tay.
Corey's house when he slipped. the temperature.
D-Tay, where do you what is your setup when you're going Betty by?
So I used to be a big dude into only taking my socks off for swimming and taking a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to sleep with socks on. But then I had this whole spell where, like, I was too hot when I was sleeping, and it was because I was wearing socks. Mm. So I now only sleep in basketball shorts, no underwear, and that's it.
He free balling.
Okay, so basketball shorts. Okay,
that's it.
Will you re-wear those basketball shorts during another time with underwear?
and will you rewear those basketball shorts at a time that you're doing 50 jumping jacks when your FaceTime just happens to be on connected with me?
I mean, that video may or may not be on my OnlyFans, but I don't know.
You have those basketball shorts on in the color of gray?
OnlyPants.com/ OnlyPants shorts.
He said OnlyPants.com.
OnlyPants.
Oh, I did type OnlyPants.com. Damn it. You know what I'm seeing an ad for? Some freaking khakis. All right. So, little D, where does your nasty butt?
Why are you even asking, man? He sleeps butt naked.
No, I already know. But for the show, I know for the show. Lil D, how do you roll?
Butt naked. No. I have a lady bought me these football. I used to do basketball shorts and I used to do socks like D-Tay, but I started taking them off. So just be a little cooler.
Mm-hmm. But I can't do the socks.
Yeah.
Wait, before you go too deep, these socks that you guys allude to. Do you put on a new pair before you hop in the bed, or do you put on the old ass pair that you wore all the damn day?
That's a good question.
Okay, I got you.
Go ahead, Lil D.
No, I don't put on the old pair because I already have them on. So that means I would have to take them off to put them back on.
See, so you use a day old socks and logic. Hop in your damn bed.
You can't argue the logic.
Yes, I can.
For me, I take a shower before I go to bed, so I put on a brand new pair of socks.
Every night.
And those are the socks that I wear for the next day. The sleep socks, when I wore socks to bed, I would take my shower, I put on a brand new pair of clean socks. When I woke up, I've already showered, so all I got to do is wash up in the morning. I don't have to hop in a new shower, so I just get clean pair of drawers, my pants and everything, and I just use the socks I wore the night before to wear for the next day.
But your feet secrete.
And no one's smelling my feet all day. You will. Exactly. And I shower when I take my shoes off and then put on new socks and go to bed. red. But like, what's the problem?
But
here?
DA, we're talking about it in your personal time. So little D, you wear what? You got the pajamas from Lady.
So she bought me some football pajamas. And they're like
And cool. he wears what? Those things everywhere, little D. Stop lying.
I think anytime, I probably wore them to the
anytime he's home, if he's relaxing or chillaxing and he's home, he's in the damn he is like freaking Al Bundy in those damn peach. But here's why I asked
you, you know the cool part about it though?
What's the cool part?
This little smidge of a after bar show. It has a little split in the middle. So I've had them since Christmas of last year, I haven't had SCX without them. I just pull down my underwear and just pop him out right there. And
okay, thank you, Lil D. Appreciate that.
Figure I'll share that with you guys.
Easy access. Everybody, easy so here's, access, baby. Here's
can I ask questions about that? Or are we on?
We're trying to move on for the point.
What about
the
fact you, Corey?
I'm trying to get to it. Damn. For the sake of time. So I discovered that I was being lazy in my depression and I didn't do laundry. And I decided to roll like DA and D-Tay do. I noticed that none of
you rolled yesterday.
Well, all three of you. You guys all wear all wear bottoms, but you don't wear tops.
Oh, so you wear tops without the bottom.
You go shirtless, right?
You went to Winnie the Pooh.
No, I wear my cool shirt.
Okay, so you have regulated. But D-Tay, you have nothing on but the basketball shorts, and Lil D, you have nothing on but the football pajamas, football pajama bottoms.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and a muscle shirt.
I'm the only one to go shirtless.
Okay, you're the only one that goes shirtless. So I realized that I was lazy one day and I did not do laundry, and I had ran out of T-shirts. And I decided, you know what? I normally, when I go to bed, I'm in my wife beater and
T-shirt
and my boxer briefs.
Panty zone.
No socks, no shoes. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the bed, and that's how I roll, you know? Yeah, Lil D, I don't wear shoes to bed. So I got the wife beater on and I got my boxer briefs, and that's what I normally go nappy nap and Betty buy in. You know what I'm saying? So this time I hadn't done laundry, so I was all out of my wife beaters. Uh-huh. So I decided to just roll up into the bed with just the boxer briefs on. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, uncomfortable. I got left boob going under one arm, right boob going under the left arm. I mean, it's just, I'm just strictly uncomfortable. And I didn't realize why I was comfortable until I got up, and then I have like an old workout shirt. It's a really old workout shirt. Mm. One of those ones that's not a wife beater, but it's just, you know, one sleeveless. So I threw that on instead of, because I didn't have any wife beaters. I threw that on and was able to go to sleep. And when I woke up the next day, I realized I'm not able to sleep shirtless. It is totally uncomfortable for me to sleep shirtless.
You say wife beater, though. You're that describing a bra with your titties going everywhere.
Right. I wear wife beaters all the time. This one happens to be black.
Keeps everything contained for
you? It does. It keeps my boobs down. I'm wearing it right now so that I don't sit here looking like Dolly Parton.
So what happens when you have sex? Do you have sex with the shirt on or off?
Well, the question, little D, is in the answer. The answer is in the question. Having sex. Let's start there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more fun and more thrills right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Man, we fly through this one today, boys.
Man. Hello, everyone. If I can, for a moment, talk to the fellas out there. Fellas, do you suffer from envy of what those other guys have? Maybe you feel like you're not matching up to the average American male. Has your girl dropped hints that you need to make a change? Well, I am here with a solution to those problems we men don't like to talk about. The cure to any ailment that plagues 9 out of 10 men is subscribing to the Fat Guy Radio Show bonus show, Afterburn. For less than the price of one of those little blue pills, you can last an extra 75 minutes a month. Take it from me. Not only am I the spokesman for Afterburn, I am also a subscriber. Shame will be no longer after you subscribe today at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. Afterburn. Recommended by 1 out of 5 doctors. And even that one doctor was still questionable. Fat Guy Radio Show. Afterburn.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Whoa, 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 here we go. I haven't pre-read it, but here we go. Corey Blaze here. And if you follow the snail map, then you've made it to Afterbirth. Here you can hear the best show uncensored and uncut. DA the dumb guy and DTay the sexy mocha cub join me in a show of debauchery and ecstasy. If you like to join us, it's only $3 to listen and $8 to watch. Trust me, it's the best thing you can buy besides drugs. Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Burn the tears away. And we thank you. That's a good one. That's a good one. I'm going to give you a ding for that one as soon as my fat fingers get over to the bed.
Why is it DA the dumb guy?
I didn't know what to put. So I should put dumb
you
guy.
Literally wrote that crap like 2 minutes ago.
DA, who walked in behind your shot?
He did it, though.
That's my brother-in-law.
He did. I was hoping it was his wife that walked behind. I looked close and I saw somebody dark. I was like, oh.
No, his wife understands. His wife understands professionalism. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Everywhere. We thank you so much. So, DA, what's going on in your world, bro? This is the end. This is like we got, a few minutes left in the show. I've gotten through all of my stuff. Let's check in with you. What say you? What's happening? What's going on?
You know, I've just been on a real spiritual journey.
That's great. DTay, you looking fine as... Oh, I wasn't ready. See, I can't do the bit when I'm not ready.
You want to talk about professionalism.
The funny thing is, you're the one who starts the bit.
I did. Exactly. I did.
I'm going to start a bit I'm not even ready for.
We move on your cues. You say, watch how you move today.
Just DJ stuff.
You do look like you're dying when you sing. What's
it hurts
up with
him,
that?
Doesn't it?
Yeah,
hurts
it does him. Look like some pain.
Oh, for real? I gotta stop singing then.
No. It's amusing to me.
I can't find it.
What kind of phone is that?
Oh. It's a Motorola. I didn't even know there was still a company.
Motorola G6. How the hell did you know? Oh, can you see the little M?
Yeah. Hey. I thought they got out the game after beepers went obsolete.
Little D, you still got a beeper. You got a
come back. Hey, I wish I did have one. Matter of fact, I'm gonna try to find me one. Just aware.
Beeper?
Just aware. Yeah, just aware.
See, now my
I wouldn't mind a beeper. Don't text me, beep me.
Just beep me.
Hey, yeah. I've been watching a lot. I know I'm late to the party, but I've been watching a lot of The Wire, and that did not age well at all.
What do you mean?
They run around beeping and payphoning, selling drugs, and it don't make no damn sense to me. I'm like, cell phones were invented in 2002.
Yeah, you are not that old.
No,
or you are not that young to not understand that technology, bro.
Break it down, DTay.
Yeah, but the thing is, it does make sense because they're using archaic forms of communication in order not to leave a trace.
But it's called The Wire. They had a trace.
I haven't seen all the wire, but I'm just saying, using beepers and everything.
It's called The Wire. You don't have to see any of it to know they got a wire.
Yeah, but the wiretap's not on the beepers.
Yes, it was.
How you wiretapping beepers? How do they even have it?
They right. Clone the beeper to get the messages that came on.
So
they
when somebody the sends beeper? The under when someone sends 808, they can clone the fact that someone got paged boob.
It's 8008.
Oh, that was Bob. Well, you know what? That's all that matters. I just wanted to stop you so I could say, DT, you're looking fine as hell today, boy.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yeah.
Hey, Lil D, you know what that girl was saying when you walked by her the other day?
What'd she say?
That booty, show me the booty, give me the booty, I want the booty.
DA, you know what your parents said when they wanted to see you next?
Thanksgiving Day.
Because they don't like you. All right, welcome back to the show. So DA, what's going on with you in your world?
Nah, you don't just cut me off again. I ain't saying shh.
Nothing.
Bruh.
It's not a time, because all I said was it.
So, hey, that's true.
Hey, DT.
I didn't know we could piece together cuss words.
Yeah, they were too close.
No, there was a huge gap in between that.
DT, he can said, you go to Twitter? Can we do a impromptu? Nope, you can't. Can we do an impromptu one? Little detail, you know what I'm where I'm going for.
I know exactly where you're going to.
And it's give a, me a second. We'll pad for him as he goes. So, DA, I'm glad things are going well in your life.
No, I ain't saying nay.
Hey, DA, did you know?
ADA, Ada.
Did you know that I don't have a dish rack on my countertop? I put my dishes. Everybody knows this. I put my dishes in the dishwasher.
Corey, I read the newspaper. Of course, I did.
Am I just doing anyone that I want to, or do you have one in certain?
I believe it was the latest. It was the latest one. The last one. And I'm trying to make sure that it was the one that I'm thinking of. You know what? They make it so hard to just get to your freaking. Thank you, Twitter, for making it difficult. I just want to see my profile, Twitter. That's the one that I did 3 days ago. It's the last, all right, latest
got
one.
Got you. Got you. I all got right. you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for an impromptu segment of What the Hell is Corey Tweeting?
What the Hell is Corey Tweeting with DT?
That sexy summer mama.
DT, right. Take away.
Ladies and gentlemen, on today's episode of What the Hell is Corey Tweeting with DT, that sexy summer mama. On February 22nd, Corey at Corey Blaze tweets out, if you ask someone if their hands are clean and they show you their hands, you are dealing with someone who doesn't understand bacteria.
Ooh, let them know.
If your hands are clean, is this the kind of way of telling you to go wash your hands? Hashtag let me know.
It's let him know, and you gotta give him the praise hands.
Oh, let him know.
So literally, have you ever, my kids do this all the effing time. Especially, I'm sorry, I love them. They adults now, they can take it, especially AJ. I'll ask them, AJ, are your hands clean? Yeah.
Well, smell them.
When someone asks you if your hands are clean, that's the kind way of them telling you to go wash your hands.
See, and that's the problem, Corey.
You're too kind.
We are in a pandemic. We ain't got time for kind.
Even before the pandemic, man, I would ask him, when he was a little kid, I would say, are your hands clean? And he'd be like, okay, he's an adult now, and he's still
But the thing is when you walk into grandma's kitchen, this is not just your grandma, but when you walk into grandma's kitchen, what would grandma say before when you walk, the moment you walk in the kitchen, what would grandma say?
Go wash your hands.
Exactly. She didn't ask you,
are your hands clean?
She said, go wash your hands. Before you even touch that refrigerator, go wash your hands.
What actually Grandma Blaze would say is she would say, get your little nasty ass out of my kitchen and go wash your hands.
Facts. Exactly. Grandma knew ain't time to be kind when you in the kitchen.
Yeah, and you better hope she wasn't in there making something with her hands, because she was definitely going to lift her hands out of whatever pan she had her hands in, cover with whatever type of dough or something on her hands, and flick it at you when she pointed at you to tell you to get your ass out that kitchen, go wash your hands. But still, adults these days still do this. They show you their hands. People, I tweeted that to let you know this. I said that to say this. You heard?
Mm-hmm.
Go wash your hands when someone asks you if your hands is clean. That's the nice way of saying go wash your hands. I understand it's a pandemic. Mm-hmm. But I was just thinking about that the other day when I asked my kid on FaceTime, were your hands clean? And he went like this. And I'm like, I go wash your hands. Yeah, and he's like, I haven't touched anything. I'm not even at home. I said, still, I sense it in my spirit that your hands is dirty.
So does he think like your hands should be like black or
I guess
something?
They have to be covered in mud and in Little D's case, they have to be covered in poo.
Because I've been rubbing my balls all show, and you wouldn't really tell.
Exactly.
Unless you smell.
We're in the middle of a pancake dimmick right now, and like, it don't matter what you touching. Like, you, I only touched my phone to answer this FaceTime. Yeah, and guess what? You probably ain't washed your hands a million times every time you touch your phone. You ain't sanitized your phone in like 300 million years. Like, go wash your damn hands.
Correction.
Well, I have that little light thing.
I sanitize my phone on the regular.
Mm-hmm. I know. With the YouTube, light. I'm not talking about. I was talking about you talking to your son.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there ain't no way. If I was to take one of them Petri dish swabs and rub it over my son's phone or any of my kids' phones, I would be astonished at what it came back to find.
Because I take a dookie with my phone every time I take a dookie.
And I did my phone sure in the dookie
got,
water.
Yeah, it got fecal matter all over it. Matt, I put it into my hand, into my ear.
I put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Wild. Having lunch, listening to this. Great. Thank you, DA. Way to take it right to the trash can when you're at the end of the show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time that we have for you today. God, Lord, I just feel like the time just flew by. Did we just start?
Yep. Right?
What if they
try
to take it to the dishwasher?
Oh, it's broken, huh?
Well, D, you still at the beginning of the show?
Yeah. I was trying to get that in, but it was late, so I was like, screw, I'm getting it anyway.
And you got it in there, Lil D. You know what?
What's up?
That's your MO. No matter what it takes, you got to get it in there.
You got to get it in there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Now with more, open at fatguyradioshow.com/store. When you buy a t-shirt through our swag merch store, your purchase supports our small, independently owned business. FatGuyRadioShow.com/store. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Twitch. I've been streaming a little bit of my Stardew play, folks. I'm listening to you. I know you guys want to see it. It's out there. So I've been streaming it a little bit, even though I've been doing nothing but breaking a lot of rocks lately. But it's because I'm trying to build up something to be able to get to the desert mines.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's some meta gameplay going on here, folks, on Twitch. So look us up, follow, subscribe, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show. When they ask you what's it all about, through your double mask, tell them they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel Taylor.
What's good?
Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
And Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla again.
Are you happy I said it twice?
No, I want to go first.
You're going to have to kill D-Tay for that to happen.
COVID will, trust me.
I've been Corey Blaze, mourning the loss of Daniel D-Tay Taylor with our show mantra, skinny people.
I'm dead.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. We're all stronger together. See you at the top. Good night.
Hello.
Dishwashers.